It's time for the all-new Gervie's Law, cross-examining the ages, with your host, Alan Gervie, and introducing your co-host, Michelle Lobato. Alan is the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 40 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi, I am Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law. And I still love the woman's voice as I sit here. She introduced us.
Yes.
And we never had a woman's voice before, and I'm excited about it because here I am in a room with three women and the woman's voice. I don't know who she is. Art, who is that?
Wish I had an answer for you.
You don't have an answer.
Maybe it's AI.
AI. I don't think we're that
progressive. It's not AI,
here.
I can tell you that.
No, it's not AI.
It's a human being.
Michelle? Michelle Lobato.
Yes. Present.
Well, present. Here you are.
Yes.
You know, how long have you been in law?
Ooh, a very long time. You know, I think it's a sum total of 5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time because you're still in your 20s. So
yeah.
That's a long time for someone who has been out in the world since school. For a short time. And how many times have you heard jokes being made about lawyers, about how they scam and they screw you?
And scum of the earth, worst people in the world. Never trust a lawyer.
And so I've been in the... Why are you laughing?
None of those are true.
It is not true. Unfortunately, through our experience, we have found some lawyers who give us a bad name.
But there are
lawyers who give us a great name, who have the best hearts.
No, absolutely.
You know that, right?
Yes.
And people should know about it. And that's why this is one of my favorite shows, because we get to talk to the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities, LATLC. And there's two people here I'm going to introduce in a minute. But when you heard about LATLC, and they're celebrating their 20th year, which is pretty amazing. I've been involved with the organization for many years. When you heard about LATLC, what was your thoughts about lawyers giving back to the community?
Well, I mean, because I have such a personal experience with law, and we do plaintiff's law, so I understand that lawyers already give so much of their time and energy to giving back to their community, especially when they're doing plaintiff work. And so I was really surprised to hear that lawyers on their free time would go ahead and devote more time to giving back to their community.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, that we really are passionate about our clients, mm-hmm. at least on the plaintiff's side here. We want to take care of people. We want to help people. And that's why a lot of us get into the legal profession.
I was about to say, I think some of the most idealistic people I've ever met have been people who go to law school.
Yeah, and then they realize that it's not all so wonderful when you deal with people who are scumbags. But that is not the lawyers we're talking about here, because I'm very proud to be a lawyer, and I'm very proud to be part of the organization, the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities. And with us today is the president. This is not the vice president. This is not the secretary or treasurer. We are honored in studio to have Griselda Rodriguez, who's the president of LATLC for 2026. And Griselda, you are serving Rodriguez Law.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here today.
Tell us about Servin Rodriguez Law. You practice employment law?
I practice employment and personal injury.
And personal
so
injury.
I represent those that have been injured in a car accident or are suffering injuries after being terminated from their jobs.
Are you a sole practitioner?
I am.
And you, as a sole practitioner, are the president of LATLC. That is showing heart in and of itself. How and why would you ever do that?
You know, it's being out in the community for me personally is very important. We do the work that we do in the courtroom, right?
Right.
And with our clients' cases, and we dedicate so much of our personal time to represent them. But being out in the community and having the community see us and being able to bless them with, you know, a happy day or a happy moment, being able to provide basic needs that our community needs is just, it's very heartwarming. And so it's, for me, it's an honor to be able to be in this organization and now to lead it in 2026.
That's truly amazing. You're a first generation attorney.
I am.
And that's amazing in and of itself. But for you to take that extra step to help people outside of your clients just because you want to make a difference in their lives is truly something that you should be proud of. And I'm sure so many are proud of you for doing that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, you know, one of the events, which I'm sure we'll get into and we'll talk a little bit about more, that really opened up my eyes was when we did it was a great trike giveaway. And I participated in that event. That was one of the first events that I participated in about, I think it was about 10 years ago, actually. And when I spoke with one of the parents of one of the kids, and we were just talking, you know, they thought I'm just their regular volunteer community. When they learned that I was an attorney and that all the other volunteers were attorneys, they were the look in their eyes, because they realized, which they shouldn't have felt that way, but I think they felt extra special knowing right. that it's an attorney that's out there helping them. And so that was very grounding for me because it kind of helped me realize that oftentimes we're just disconnected from the very community of the people that we represent. And that just helps us connect with them once again on a different level.
That's so true. And I experienced that many times in the events that I've been to with LATLC. And all of those events become possible because of one person. Actually, not one person. She's going to be very humble and say that there's many people, but probably one of the greatest human beings who ever walked the face of the earth is with us right now. And I'm not just sucking up to her. I've seen time and time again the amount of time and energy and work she puts into events for LATLC. She's the executive director, and she's been in the nonprofit, public and private sectors, organizations for many years, and LATLC is so lucky to have Lisa Zanville with them because she has made such a huge difference in so many people's lives. Lisa, welcome back to Gervie's Law.
You've actually made me speechless. I don't know what to say after that. That's beautiful, and thank you very much. And I love being here. Thank you.
And I really mean it because I know the heart. You know, it's one of the things. She always brings gifts. Lisa never goes anywhere without a gift. And we have a heart. It's a, what, how, Michelle, how do you describe this?
It's a plushie.
A plushie.
Yeah.
A plushie comfort. Heart. And mm-hmm. there couldn't be a better symbol for LATLC
yeah, absolutely.
Than this heart. And now with its 20th year, it makes it so important. And, you know, Griselda says so much of the truth about this organization, how it helps people and how people are surprised. I've been to so many events where people come up and say thank you. And you know, why don't we talk about some of those events? Because I know, Michelle, before we went on the air, you were so interested to find out about the events and how people get involved and what the events really symbolize.
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa, you mentioned that there was one coming up that was open to the public that is going to be an art jam.
We are so lucky to be working with about 152 nonprofits over the years. And this is one called Mount of Angels. They're putting together an art jam. This organization helps young people get art supplies, access to professionals that will help them. It's a wonderful organization, and they're doing their first art jam that we are actually co-hosting with them.
Sweet.
And at the art jam, there's going to be everything from teen battle of the bands.
Yeah.
They're going to, I think, paint a car, and they're going to be producing artwork that we will be sharing at our big gala, the Heart of LA, in May. So it's a great opportunity for families to come and see art from their peers. Kids will be from 8 to like 18.
I think art is something that is so undervalued, especially in growing up with like low income communities. Why do you think art is important?
I think, well, first of all, I come from a family of artists.
Oh, myself. Wow.
So I'm a little prejudiced right now.
What kind of art?
My sister actually worked for a very well-known, she's an artist and jeweler, and she worked for an artist, Sam Francis, for 17 years.
Amazing.
So art has always been in our blood, so mm-hmm. to speak, as a family. I remember going on La Cienega and looking at art on Monday right. nights, things like that. But art is a way of expressing how you feel. And LATLC is very fortunate to be working with a variety of nonprofits that help people express. We work with a group called Exceptional Children's Foundation, where special needs teenagers and adults will create art. We work with a group called Teen Cancer America, where teenagers are working with professional musicians mm-hmm. to create art to express how they feel going through this deadly illness. And it's a way of expressing themselves. And Tierra del Sol, I could go on and on. Art is very, very important for people from a stress level to going through expression.
Now, Griselda, this is your year to be president, 2026. This is a new event.
Yes.
What have you had, as far as input goes, for this new event? Because obviously, as the president, you have been one who is championing it. And as Lisa says, it sounds like an amazing event.
It is. And it's exciting because it's art, right? Where they're going to be able to draw on cards that eventually what we're going to do is we're going to place those cards on a canvas and put some type of glaze on it. And then we'll auction that out at our gala. So that'll be something that we can keep and pass on. But music also, the way music unites people. I mean, I know for me personally, there's different types of songs and music that I use to gear up for a trial or to prepare for that deposition or to calm myself down when I'm on my way home. And so seeing how kids are also learning about music and instruments and now they're going to have that platform to come out and show their talent is really exciting. And we're supporting in many ways by providing supplies and snacks and drinks and just being there with the community. And like we said, it is open to the public. A lot of our events, you know, is open to the public, but it'll be nice for anybody that's around to come and check out that event and support the youth and what they're doing.
You know, I love the way you say these are open to the public because so many people really need things. And that brings me to the Day of Dignity, one of my favorite events. And, you know, my children have come to events. They will never forget coming to the Day of Dignity and seeing all of these people, some of them homeless, some of them just down and out, and getting these just staple things. Just we my kids manned and womaned, kitted a booth. I'm not sure what the term would be. Michelle, what would it be when you man a booth?
Staffed it.
Staffed it. They were kids, and they were giving out dog food to people who had dogs, mm-hmm. who a lot of them were homeless and couldn't mm-hmm. Afford dog food. And my kids' faces, when these people came up, they were so appreciative. And their dogs were so appreciative. I mean, my daughter, especially Harper, loves dogs. And there were so many things around in the Day of Dignity that people could go and get things that they needed that they couldn't otherwise get. Tell us about that, Lisa.
We actually just held it in February. It was probably our fifth or sixth Day of Dignity for those who are experiencing housing insecurity in the Hollywood area. We're very fortunate to work with The Center, which is an organization, and provided everything from a shower, manicures, chiropractic care, podiatry, haircuts, pet care, and a side note on pet care, we saw over the years that someone always comes with a bird. And so we made sure we had bird seed as well as dog food and cat food.
That's awesome.
So that, and we told them, it's for you and your bird so that you can have this. Clothing, we always have a huge, what we call the clothing store. And we had a warming center this year because it was in February. So we were providing blankets and beanies and things like that. What makes it so wonderful about LATLC is that we listen to the community for what needs they want. As simple as we do a third signature event. We talked about the Great Tri Giveaway and the Day of Dignity. We also do something called Comfort and Joy. We work with the Newton Police Department every year to identify 500 families that will receive toys and non-perishable groceries. And over the years, we've adjusted what we have provided, not because we wanted to do it, but because the met the community needs. For example, we stopped giving frozen turkeys and hams and perishable food because many of these families in such poor areas don't even have a place to cook these foods. So instead of that, everything is non-perishable. So we would have canned goods. But if you notice in some of the food banks, they don't have the pop tops that you have to have something to open the cans. So mm-hmm. every year we always include can openers as far as it.
It's amazing how you think of everything.
The attention to detail.
I mean, these are mm-hmm. lawyers, very bright people, mm-hmm. and some of them obviously the staff members, the executive director, very brilliant, coming up with all of their needs. And when you mentioned Comfort and Joy, I just had a vision coming to me. And the vision was my two children in these oversized LATLC t-shirts. They went to their knees and maybe to their ankles, and they were there handing out toys to kids who needed them. And the impact that it had on my kids, we still have pictures of them in these huge shirts and how excited they were to hand out toys, sometimes things that they unfortunately take for granted, which they didn't. But working with TLC, you can see that there's nothing that should be taken for granted.
Yeah. And you know what was beautiful about the event that we just had, the Day of Dignity? Our name tags. We didn't differentiate between if you were there to obtain the items or if you were a volunteer. Everybody's name tags look exactly the same. And one thing that we were doing is we would call everybody by their name. And so you see the people that were there to obtain some of these free items, the way that their eyes would light up when we would call them by their name, you know, they felt seen and they felt welcomed. And then by the, you know, halfway through the event, it's just everybody's calling each other by their names.
Feeling comfortable.
And feeling comfortable and being part of the community. And that was just beautiful. And that was
amazing.
And
it brings the lawyers down to earth so that everyone realizes they're just people. You know, maybe they're in a courtroom. Griselda, I'm sure you've, you know, put on your lawyer face and done your lawyer thing as I have. But at the same time, we're just people.
Yes.
And we all have needs and we all want to be accepted and we want to fit into the community. One of the things that LATLC does is it's not just things like Day of Dignity, but, you know, Lisa, I want to talk a little bit about Buddy Ball, the Challengers. You knew I was going to get there because, one of the things my son played at Sunrise Little League in Woodland Hills. He's aged out now. But how excited was I to see the support that LATLC has given not only to Sunrise because they sponsored a scoreboard there. But talk about Challengers, which is a great program that is not in the inner city, and I know Buddy Ball isn't either, but helping so many challenged children to play a game and have fun.
Well, baseball should be for everybody. All sports should be for everybody. And you shouldn't be excluded if you have any physical or intellectual disabilities or So for 10 years, we have been supporting a group called Buddy Ball in the Long Beach area. We cover all of Los Angeles County from Long Beach over to Pacoima. I mean, we cover everything. And Buddy Ball is I love going to that event because every player who has special needs has a buddy who helped them play the game. And so it could be if you're in a wheelchair, you have somebody pushing you in the wheelchair. If you have difficulty holding a bat, there'll be somebody helping you hold the bat so that you're able to play with everybody. And over the years, we've done this for 10 years for Buddy Ball. I've watched the kids grow up, and you see the same kids year after year, and there is something so personal, and I can't even explain it. So I encourage everybody to volunteer at one of our Buddy Ball. But, Alan, because of you, we have added a second special needs league called the Challenger Division in Woodland Hills. And that was the week before. So we had 2 weeks of these incredible sporting events with special needs kids. And there's nothing more exciting than to see everybody be included in everything. There's no, the sky's the limit.
And people just love it. I know on opening day for the Challenger Division anyway, you have everyone just appreciating, you know, the fact that they're together and there are kids with disabilities who are playing. And LATLC is instrumental in providing those kids the opportunity.
Yes.
You know, we have a few more minutes left. And I want to talk, Griselda, this is a big year, 20th year for LATLC. Tell us about what, you know, you're looking forward to coming up for LATLC. And then either of you can tell us how attorneys can get involved. We have a lot of attorneys who listen to the show. And some of them, you know, don't know about LATLC, or some of them really want to get involved. So why don't we start with what we can look forward to in 2026 for the rest of the year, and then maybe, Lisa, you can talk about people getting involved.
Sure. We have a couple of more of our signature events that will be coming up. We have the Great Trike Giveaway that I believe is in August, coming up in August. And then we have our Comfort and Joy event, which will be in December, together with the Newton Police Department. But we also have our gala that will be coming up on May 30th. It's the Heart of LA Gala, where we are celebrating the 20 years and all the work that the Trilers have done in this community. And so that's something that's coming up. If you can always look us up online on latlc.com.
Excuse me.
Yeah. On latlc.org.
And it's a great website if you check it out, because it has everything there. And it talks about the history of LATLC.
Yes.
Of course, hopefully for the big gala, the 20th anniversary special gala, maybe Bruce Traney, who started the program, maybe he'll be there. We'd love to see him there. He's an old friend of mine, and I'm not sure if he was the one that got me involved, but someone did back in the day.
Yes.
And the website gives everything you need to know. I'm looking forward to the gala. Now, it's at a new venue this year?
It is at a new venue. It's going to be at Candela La Brea. It's a new venue for us this year. And it's just really a great opportunity to get together with everybody. And there's so many ways to join and be part of LATLC. We're trial lawyers, so we're in court a lot. Our schedules are very tight. You know, our time with our families and loved ones are very tight. There's many ways to participate. You can donate. You can participate being hands-on in all of these events. And we have numerous events. We have all those signature events that I mentioned, but we also have volunteer opportunities every month. We have at least two or three every single month. Yeah, we stay very busy within the community.
That's true.
Yes, we try to do events throughout all of Los Angeles County, and all you have to do is go on our website, latlc.org. You go in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll see a little box that says volunteer and one that says donate. We'll take both ways. And you can volunteer. There's always a list of upcoming opportunities, and we have them throughout the rest of the year.
And, of course, there's a golf tournament. You can't forget about that.
There is a golf tournament.
Michelle's a golfer, believe it or not.
I had such a great time at the golf tournament that we went to. Yeah.
Oh, well, you have to go. That's October 12th.
Yeah.
We have a golf tournament. And we have a counterpart in Orange County that we work the Great Trike Giveaway with. And we may be having a tournament between L.A. and Orange County.
Nice.
A pickleball tournament coming up in August.
And Michelle, do you play pickleball?
No, okay. But, you know,
but
it's very trendy.
You got to do this.
Yeah.
And the idea is to raise funds for our Great Trike giveaway because we do that jointly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you. We had a great time at the golf tournament.
Yeah, it was great. Smoked
some
cigars.
October 12th.
Hit some balls.
Smoked some cigars.
Yeah, talked to some doctors. It was great.
Yeah, and some lawyers.
There's and some lawyers,
there's,
yeah.
There's a heavy-hitting lawyers, and I'm not just talking about golfing. There's some, you know, lawyers who, you know, have been in the industry for a long time. There's how do you do it? How do you get so many lawyers involved?
I think it's if you build it, they will come. You have to provide a good, and I don't want to say product because it isn't a product. It's really just something that they can get involved with.
Community.
And it's community and it's family friendly. Mm-hmm. So it's not the taking away from the family. We're getting you involved.
It's really incredible. I encourage everyone to check out the website at latlc.org and check out these events. They're so much fun. The gala is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it, as well as all the other events. Griselda Rodriguez and Lisa Zanville, thank you so much for coming on
thank you.
Sharing the love and your heart from LATLC.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for another episode of Gervie's Law. We will see you next week.